Hello and welcome to Criminal Justice Knowledge. My name is Natalie Miller and I'm very pleased to welcome my guest today, Dr. Akhil Saeed, one of the faculty members here at Humber in the Criminal Justice Degree Program. Thank you very much for joining me today.
You're
awesome. Today we're going to be talking about theories. So what is a theory?
Okay. Theory in general, it refers to a statement that is composed of variables, concepts, hypotheses and propositions that are formed in a statement to explain a certain phenomenon that the theory is focused on. Usually there is no specific definition of a theory, but there are so many actually definitions. If you go to any book, you're going to find actually multiple definitions of theory. But there are three main components of any theory, regardless if we are talking about social sciences or we talk about natural sciences. Those are concepts which can be converted into variables and propositions, and then those can be converted into hypotheses, and also the logical structure or the statement that combine all of these components together. So that's briefly what we mean by a theory.
So what makes a theory a good theory? So we have these theories that we think are good, but might not necessarily have all the characteristics or pieces that it needs to be a good or effective theory.
Of course, this could vary from field to another field, but in sociological point of view, and even based on criminological understanding of criminological theory, the idea of characteristics of a good theory refers first to the scope of the theory. The scope is referring to what the theory is trying to explain, mm-hmm. or what's the targeted phenomenon to be explained by the theory. Mm-hmm. And the scope is considered to be successful if the scope is wide. So in other words, if the theory is explaining criminal behavior, so if the theory provides really more explanation of variety of criminal behavior that could be applicable to violent crimes, applicable to property crimes or crimes against the public order, mm-hmm. then the theory is considered to be having a wide scope. Mm-hmm. That's the scope, which is considered to be one of the important things to evaluate the theory as a successful theory. For example, if we looked at the low self-control theory by Hershey, it's able to explain variety of criminal behavior, and that's why it's considered to be having a wide scope, although mm-hmm. the theory is considered by itself is a micro theory. Mm-hmm. So that is the scope. The other important thing that is considered to be important is the logical consistency mm-hmm. or logical structure of a theory. How variables, propositions, hypotheses are connected together. So if there is really good flow in the theory in terms of those concepts, variables, then the theory is more successful. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we heard, we studied the actual Lombroso's theory of the born criminal. Mm-hmm. And the born criminal is focused mainly on the facial characteristics and the structure of the skull as a way to understand or predict a criminal behavior or criminal individuals. But at the end of the his theory, Lombroso is more focused on how we consider tattoos as part of the born criminal theory. This idea of comparing tattoos to, in comparison to facial features or the shape of the skull, doesn't match. Mm-hmm. Because this is not considered to be a thing that an individual is born with. Mm-hmm. The born criminal is more focused on those factors or features that are inherited. Tattoos are not inherited. So mm-hmm. there's no logical consistency in this specific idea. The other factor that is also important is the testability. Mm-hmm. Here actually this specific factor is referring to is the variables, or are the variables that we are using in the theory are testable? Can we test those variables? Can we turn them into a survey? Can we turn them into a scale? Mm-hmm. Can we turn them into a measurement tool that mm-hmm. could be used to test the variables that we are striving to analyze in our theory? So testability is considered to be another factor. Empirical control and empirical validity, which is the support of the published research about the outcomes of the theory. Mm-hmm. So definitely if the theory receives more research that is confirming that the theory is successful, then the theory has more advanced level of analysis that confirms that the theory is actually explained well by or addressed well by the research projects that are published in the field.
Mm-hmm. So if an example, if this theory would be good or not, if I'm creating a theory and I was looking at just domestic violence in white males, would that scope be narrow or wide?
That is a research perspective.
Okay.
In research, sometimes we focus or we advise that the scope should be narrow in mm-hmm. the research. But the theory is actually looking at the complete picture mm-hmm. of how we understand the criminal behavior. So if you focus, for example, just on domestic violence, mm-hmm. this could be a hypothesis, but
okay.
it could not be a theory. Later on, you can embed it within a theory, or you develop multiple hypotheses, mm-hmm. multiple propositions that explain the same target, the same phenomenon that you are, which is probably criminal behavior or juvenile delinquency mm-hmm. or any other factor that you are searching for in your project, then all of them are explaining the same fact, which is mm-hmm. crime, juvenile delinquency, mm-hmm. and then that would be considered to be a wide scope. By focusing on one variable mm-hmm. is not considered to be a wide scope.
And therefore, the theory might not be as effective or as good.
It's not about good or bad in this specific case. Because some theories actually are focused, or some theories are focused on explaining certain ideas, mm-hmm. which is fine. But when we look at the macro perspective and we look at how the theory could explain variety of variables within the same phenomenon, mm-hmm. like, for example, explaining property crime, explaining violent crimes, mm-hmm. crimes against the public order. Violent crimes, those are could be explained by certain factors or certain... Mm-hmm. But if the theory is able to explain all of them together mm-hmm. by using the same set of the statement that is used to explain the phenomenon, mm-hmm. then the theory has a wider scope.
Mm-hmm.
So that the main idea, as I mentioned actually with the low self-control theory by Hershey, although it's considered to be a micro theory,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time it is able to explain variety of variables mm-hmm. within the phenomenon that we call it, for example, criminal behavior in this regard.
I mean, we're just scratching the surface here. There's so much more to what makes a theory and what's the most effective. But hopefully this provided some information into getting to what a good theory is and what constitutes a good theory and the characteristics of part of it. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. And until next time, I'm Natalie Miller, and this has been Criminal Justice Knowledge.